here. That's what my song will. Because when he turns the captivity of Zion, I can just imagine them shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he showed Abraham the vision, yes, oh, that's what my song will be. For the last time. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Give the Lord a big hand. Give the Lord a big hand. Hi. Wow, wow, wow. Give the Lord a wonderful scream in the house. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. You know, last year at the crossover service, was it? Oh, that was 2 years ago now. 2 years ago into 2022. We sang this song, Hallelujah would not finish from our mouth. And that was the word I received. That from the beginning of the year to the end of the year and into the new year, hallelujah would not finish. The reason is because it's only the living that will shout hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I mean, I've been to a mortuary before. And when I was there, that place was dead silent. We were the only ones making noise there. Because the people that are there could not make a sound. And this year, we shouted hallelujah. That is why if you paid attention to all the times that I grabbed the mic, hallelujah was always in my song, and it's always still in my song, and it will still be in my song every time, and that will be your portion in Jesus' name. So this year, even as you pray to God to receive a vision, you will sing hallelujah from now to the end of the year and even beyond in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that is what our song will be. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, welcome to church. Yeah, don't worry about the empty seats. You know, when I woke up this morning and that weather outside, just, I had the connection with that weather. It was like, should I sleep? I said, my alarm woke me up. I said, let me sleep a little bit. And then I found myself on, oh God, of mercy. So I don't blame anybody that is not here. But next time, if you know them, pick up your phone and remind them that it is time to come to the house of God. Amen. But nonetheless, turn to another neighbor and tell them, welcome to church. Look at them in the face. They did their makeup today. The guys cut their hair. They dressed up nice. So someone can acknowledge them. And Jesus will acknowledge you. So look at another person and tell them, welcome to church. Look at them in the face. You know, when we're in Nigeria, to talk to somebody, you have to be looking at your feet so it doesn't look disrespectful. Then when I came here, and I was talking to one of my professors, and I was looking down. She was so upset. She looked at me and called. She said, "Hey, why?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Is there a reason why you can't have?" I'm like, culturally, I don't look at people that are, you know. But in Canada, for them to know that you are serious, you have to look at them in the eye. So, for the last time, look at somebody in the eye. And just tell them, God bless you. Amen. Please put your hands together for yourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. Today we are talking about vision. And my name is Ayomide. For those that don't know me, and for those that are online, my name is Ayomide. So when you see me outside, you don't refer to me as this boy or this man. By the grace of God, I'm the president of the Youth Alive Ministries here at Jesus House Toronto. And we thank God for his faithfulness. We thank God for his grace. Amen. I'm under the leadership of my pastor, my mentor, Pastor Kenny Gidding. Please put your hands together for the man of God. And his beautiful wife, I call her Mama Bolaji. Please put your hands together for them. They are wonderful instruments that God is using at this time to bless the church. And we're here to talk about Vision 2023. Amen. Vision 2023. We're staying very, very specific. Amen. And as you listen, this is not just for the young people. This is not for the, it cuts across every generation. And as you listen, God himself will bless you in Jesus' name. Because I realized that everybody has a vision in January of every year. which some people refer to as New Year's resolution, something you want to change. Right now, if you go to the gym, which I happen to have gone on Friday, one morning, go to the gym at 5 a.m., the gym is full. But by summer, you go there at 5 a.m., you are the only one there. The reason is because some people had the vision that, yes, when the year starts, this year, I must lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, and I must do, it must be, you know. And then summer comes and it becomes barbecue season where chicken and hot dogs and burger, everything is getting on the grill, and everybody totally forgets about the vision. And the gym becomes empty. But barbecue gatherings become very full. God will help you to see a vision in Jesus' name, and it will help you to supervise that vision till the end in the name of Jesus. What is the end of a vision? The end of a vision is when it actually comes into existence, when it becomes actualized. And we will learn a lot today from one another. Amen. 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 Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amazing. All right. So last time I was here, I did something very unique, and I'm going to be doing it again. Amen. And this time around, I'm going to be picking random people. Ushers, please make sure the doors are locked. Nobody is escaping. We are not much today, so nobody would escape. So I'll be picking random people to come up here, join the panel, and I'm only looking for about three people, you know? Three people this time. Last time I looked for four. The first person was like, what happened? But this time around, we're just going to be looking for three people. Three people that God himself wants to use today. And may you be one of them in Jesus' name. Amen. So ushers, lock the door. Nobody's going out. And please maintain eye contact with me, because sometimes I like to see your eyes. Amen. Amen. And the vision, how many people in the house have some kind of vision, some expectation that you have for the year 2023? Just signify by raising up your hands. And it's not every, you don't need to, not everybody needs to have. Some people are okay with where they were last year because they were fine. It's all right. But I have a vision for this year. And I've decided to connect my vision with God's plans by the grace of God, even through the fasting and prayer that is currently happening right now. So I have a vision. And for those that don't have yet, I pray God will reveal something to you in Jesus' name. Without taking much of our time, I would like to invite my first panelist. But before I even do that, do we have any volunteers in the house that would like to come up here? I would only count 1 to 5. Any volunteers? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. My first volunteer today would be Ochuko. Ochuko Egube. Please, make your way up. I told you, nobody. Everyone is safe in Jesus' name, but on this particular one, we are welcome, sir. Ah, you see, he's ready. He's ready. Without taking much of our time, I would like to invite Ehima. Yes, 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 yes. We're going down. Please put your hands together for this wonderful, wonderful girl. Yeah. You know, some people's vision and goal this year is for me to be a good public speaker. Yeah, it's just something, because you would have to talk everywhere you go in this part of the world. And as that is happening, it needs to start from somewhere. And it can start from here, for anybody. So it is amazing. Welcome, guys. Don't worry, you are not in trouble. You're not in trouble. You are safe. My questions for you will be very, very easy. Without taking much of our time, I'd like to invite Success. Success Idel. Don't clap for him until he makes his way up here. And if I see that you're not clapping, I just might look at you one kind. You are not clapping still? So just when we think, I said three, right? But I would like to find out from Simi if Simi is doing amazing today. So Simi, can you please join us up here? Yes. Don't worry. You'll be fine. We are waiting for you. You can do it. Amen. Come on, encourage her. It's not easy. To be on the hot seat is not easy. It's not easy. But God makes it easy. And I would like to invite Taiwo to just help me with one chair like this so I can have it here. Taiwo, don't worry, you are not in trouble. I just need a chair. Any one of those chairs at the back. Amen. God is good. Okay. Okay, Taiwo is not helping me. She's afraid. Okay. You are not coming up. Don't worry. I just need you to bring the chair for me. Thank you. Okay, Runo has bailed you out. Runo, God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'd like to be in the middle here so I can be in the middle of everybody. And I would like to have, yes, God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. You see, I started, but I had a vision. And this is my vision for the panel today. And as you listen, God himself will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everybody. You're all looking upset. Good morning. Yes, so you can be upset right now, but I believe at the end of this, you'll be excited. They are not upset, actually. So today we're talking about vision. Please grab your notepads, grab something, write something down, because something might just come out from all those people. And as you can see, they were not prepared for this, but they will say something that God himself wants them to say that would be of value, that you shouldn't miss. So write something down, remember, be with us, and as you listen, God will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Please check to see that your mics are on. Just check. There's the red button underneath. And today we're talking about Vision 2023. And like I stated earlier, everybody has a vision, one way or the other, so far. Everyone has something that they're looking to achieve, something that they're looking to change, right? Do you guys have visions like that? Something you want to do better this year? Yeah. And it's interesting that when we have those visions, there are certain elements that we sometimes ignore. And there are certain elements that we pay attention to. But there are some that we ignore that are very, very important. And there are some that we shouldn't ignore that are very important. But God himself will help us today in the name of Jesus. So the text we have today is from the book of Genesis 13, from 14 to 15. If the technical can help us so everybody can see it. Genesis 13, from 14 to 15. And it says, and the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, he says, lift up your eyes and look at the place where you are. And it says, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see. Please, what did I say? For all the land which you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever. Amen. Please turn to someone and tell them, for all the land that you see. Look for another person and tell them, for all the land that you see. That you see. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Wow. It continues and it says that I will give to you and your descendants. It says that I will give that to you and your descendants. Otuko, what does having a vision? Because we're going to go back to that text. But to you, what does having a vision mean to you? What does it mean?
I'd say like having a vision would mean like to have like a certain like set goal in mind. And like to also have like the plans in order to reach that set goal. So like everything like according to that goal. Like, you have to have it planned out so that it's, it may not be like easy to reach that goal, but you have to have it planned out so that like you can meet the requirements to get that goal.
Amazing. That's amazing. Please. So what, oh, you want to clap for him? Please do it. Amen. So what Ochuko said is that is you having a goal. Having a vision means to have a goal and also have a plan to achieving that goal. Excellent. God bless you, Ochuko. Simi, do you have anything you want to add to this?
So I was going to say vision is to see, right?
Yes.
So seeing towards a particular goal, like year 2023, this is what I want to do. It's not even how to accomplish it. It's seeing that this is where I want to get to. This is a path I need to take. But it's mainly you acknowledging, okay, this is, I have something to do. I'm looking at myself in that position when I get there and then working your way towards it, basically.
Wow, 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 wow. Please. So, Simi made reference to seeing. And the scriptures also made reference to seeing. You need to see something. A blind person cannot see. When you see that thing, then you have a plan to achieving that thing. Then you start working your way to it, like Simi said. But the interesting thing is that some people don't have to be blind physically for them not to see. Some people are, they have their eyes open like this and their vision is 20/20, but they still cannot see anything because they've just decided to stay where they were the previous time. You will see in Jesus' name. Because God himself said that for Abraham, what he saw with his eyes, as far as he could see, all the four cardinal points on the earth was what God promised to him and his descendants. Amen. But he had to see. Note that Abraham, he was still Abraham at this time. He's been seeing. He's been going from one place to another. He's been walking from one place to another. He's been seeing the north, east, the south, and the west. But not until this day where his sight became a thing of value for himself and his descendant. All the time he's been opening his eyes, he was technically blind because he's seeing, but he does not understand what is tied to his vision. Until God told him that what you see is what I will give to you. Success. Vision. What do you think about vision? Yeah, the great mic. Oh, Technica. Ah. Technica. The green mic. Amen.
All right. So what I see is vision, as like everybody has said before, it's like it's a goal that like you seek to like achieve. I feel like though the difference from a dream and a vision is that a vision is something, as Simi said, it's more something like you look to and is kind of more attainable. Not that dream isn't attainable, dream is also attainable. But a lot of time when people talk about having dreams, it's more like a very broad thing that they don't exactly have a clear way to. When you have a vision, it's more like clear for you, I feel like.
What a perspective. There's a difference between a dream and a vision, giving successes analysis. Because sometimes dreams, you will need interpretation sometimes, right? You will need interpretation. That is why Joseph had to interpret the dream of that king in Egypt because he just did not understand it. But with vision, when you're looking at something, you are very sure of what you're looking at. You're very sure. You don't need somebody to tell you that those shoes are Air Forces. Yeah, I think they're Air Forces, right? Those shoes. Yeah, I got it right, right? I'm good. I'm knowing my shoe game. Right? I don't need someone to tell me that those are Air Forces because I can see that it's black and it's green. Right? Very, very precise. But a dream could come in different forms. And you might even need somebody to help you interpret that. Not to say that having dreams are terrible in any way, but a vision is just... Amen. God bless your success. You'll be successful in Jesus' name. Amen. Ehima, what do you think about vision? What is vision to you?
So I feel like visions, like all of you have said, is like similar to goals. But I think the thing that differentiates it is that visions, I feel like it's more long-term, like in the future, when goals can be like very short-term, like something you're going to do, like a goal to wash the dishes tomorrow. Yeah. But like a vision can be like, maybe like at the end of the school year, getting good marks on your exams and stuff. Yes, yes. So I feel like for visions, there's more planning that has to go into attaining it.
I love this. I hope we're getting something so far, right? So Ehima was able to separate the vision from goals, meaning that some goals could be very short term. Ambition could be something that is long term, is down the road. I want to achieve this by this time. And an example was, my goal today might be to do the dishes, right? Have you done them? Yeah, I said, okay, after service. You do that. Please put your hands together for these amazing people. But in all that they're saying, vision is something, is what you can see with your eyes, what you can see with your inner eyes, what you can see with your spiritual eyes. Those are visions. Those are visions. What you can see. So it can help guide you in making plans, like they said. In making plans, in setting up. And one thing I even want to add to that is that when you have visions, your visions could be broken down into layers, and you would have to set goals to achieve those different layers for you to get to the full actualization of that vision that you've received. So the goals could be the short-term steps to get to one point and the next point and also the next point until you get to where you want to go. But really, having a vision is important. Turn to someone and tell them, having a vision is important. Having a vision is important. Having a vision is important. We just bless God for this. We bless God for this. So now, I want to move into the next question that I have here. And I'm looking at that scripture, Genesis 13 from 14 to 15. If technical can just help me flag it up there. And I want to throw that conversation out to the congregation so the ushers can also help me with the mic. Because I want to ask that question. And I want to find out people's interpretation of this scripture. So he says, and the Lord said to Abraham, Abraham, I keep saying Abraham, that's the name of my son. After Lot had separated from him, he said to him in quote, he says, lift up your eyes now and look at the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward. 15. For all the land which you see, I will give to you and your descendant. Can somebody help me analyze this? In the congregation. Anybody? Any volunteers? What comes to your mind? I see that mommy over there. Yes. Yes, she's right there. And I also see our pastor. This is going to be powerful. Amen. Do we have a mic for her? She's wearing a white. Hallelujah. Yes, she's right there. Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
All right. The mic is available. Please, ushers, help me very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. All right, she's right there.
Thank you so much.
Hey, amen.
If we look at the scriptures quoted, it says that the Lord said unto Abraham, after the Lot was separated from him, God had already spoken to Abraham before, but the vision was not revealed to him until he separated from Lot. So I think what we need to deduce from this is that there are certain people, certain things, certain habits that we have to let go before we can even see a vision, not to talk of working towards achieving them. Oh, wow. Praise the Lord.
Wow, please. Wow. Please, if you are clapping to the Most High God, please clap. Wow. Well, I have our pastor in the front as well. So there are certain things that we need to let go of for us to even get that vision in the first place. Please, pastor.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I believe from that scripture, you need a word from God for a God-given vision.
Yes.
It is that word that will provoke your faith to walk towards that vision. So that's what Abraham received in that scripture, a word that revealed the vision unto him.
Wow. Amen. Please put your hands together for the Most High. We need a word. We need a word. We need a word, and we also need to separate ourselves from certain things that would not allow us to get the word from God. What do you guys think? Am I on the right track? You need a word. You need a word. You need, but for you to get the word, you need to say, because the Bible helps us to understand that God and iniquity don't jive together. Amen. It's like oil and water. Have you poured oil in water before to see? No matter how you mix it, it will never come together. It will never. That is the way God is with things that are not right. There are some things that we need to let go for God to give us that word that could propel our vision through faith in Him. Are there things in your life that, because some people this year think that the vision they have is only to lose weight, or the vision they have is only to buy a house? It's not a bad vision. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm understanding is that there are greater things that God has in plans for you and I. The problem sometimes could be that we have things that need to shed off. When I was much younger, I think this was in 2008, I traveled to our township, our village, you know, for Christmas and also a wedding. And as I was walking on the street, I saw a dead skin of a snake, a reptile. I saw it on the floor. And it was so like perfectly, you know, like off the snake. Like if I just had like a quick glimpse of it, I would think that there was a snake on the floor, for you to know how perfect that skin was on the floor. But then I realized that snakes have to shed those skins off to have a fresh skin that makes them look, let's be honest, some snakes are very beautiful when you look at them. Yeah. I've been to a zoo before. I saw some very beautiful snakes that, you know, but then again, I know that I cannot have them as a pet. For that beautiful pattern to come out, they need to shed off that dead skin. In this aspect, you might need to be a reptile, a snake that would have to shed off your skin so the beautiful patterns that God has created on you can come out. And then you can get the word that you can run with. May God help us in Jesus' name. Do we have any other analysis for this scripture? I see my brother over there. He's wearing the gray sweater. Yes. Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Like what other people have said, I think there are different ways of getting vision. Mm-hmm. I say, children of God, you can get vision through Rhema, yeah, or Logos. Like Rhema is like what people call, they have inspiration.
Yes.
When you have, either you have inspiration or you, through Logos, the best thing to do is to write it according to what the Bible says. He said, write it down, make it plain to a reader. People, you need to write it down and make it plain. Yeah. You keep it somewhere as you are reading it. You keep pondering on it. How am I going to achieve it? No vision. Every vision has a certain time, certain period that you are going to execute it.
Yeah.
It's not something you do immediately.
Yeah.
So the Almighty God is the only one that gives vision.
Yeah.
Is it that through Rhema or Logos?
Yeah.
So that's what people that are in the world, they call it inspiration. Instead, they sleep, they imagine it. But nobody can get true vision from by himself. It totally by the God Almighty.
Wow, wow.
So either through Rema or Logo, we have to write it down. There is a certain time you have to execute it.
Hallelujah.
So that is what I know about this.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Wow. Three components of that scripture that I'm getting so far. First, you have things that you need to let go, right? Then you would get the word from God through faith. And when you get the word, which is the vision now, you want to be able to write it down and make it plain so that every time you go through it, you would remember what has been given to you. And in addition to that, it even makes it important for you to write it down so that people after you, because if you look at that scripture, it says, the land that I will give to you and your descendants. If Abraham did not write down this vision in a way that you and I can read it, we that are his descendants would never know the conversation he had with God. We would never know. So when you write your vision down, what God has given to you, it's also for your descendants to have it as well and to also run with it and be to also receive their own vision from God. Amen. Pastor Kayode had his hand up, and I'm just going to take him, and we'll move up to the next question. Amen.
Amen. I think my brother already covered it. So when we receive the vision, we need to take action. God was telling Abraham, look eastward, southward, northward, westward. In our own case, it will just be look inward to yourself and find out what you need to do better. We need to take action. Amen.
Wow. God bless you, sir. Please give the Lord a big hand. Wow. We need to look. Simi, you want to add something? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was going to emphasize on when he said, what you see. So people have minimal visions. People minimize their own visions in essence. So when he said what you see, so whatever I look at is what I'm going to get, whatever I can walk towards. If I see, okay, I'm going to, the millionaires we see today, right? They had a vision. Everybody had a vision, but they looked bigger. So whatever Abraham saw was what God was going to give to him. If he only saw the littlest thing, the smallest thing, that was what God was going to give to him. So it's how big we look and how much we work towards actualizing that vision.
Wow, God bless you, Simi. Wow. Okay, I'm going to take, and I love your outfit, man. It just looks really nice on you. Please.
What I would like to add is some associations can kill your vision. So as you journey through life, you have to look out for some associations that are not that does not conform to your vision, because some associations can definitely kill your vision.
Yes. God bless you, man. Because Abraham needed to dissociate himself from Lot, and I don't know Lot's offense to him. But he had to be separated from Lot for him to get that vision. And Simi said, in line with what Pastor K said, is that you need to look. The problem is that some of us don't even look. Can you imagine if Abraham only looked eastward? Then all of us would have been men from the east alone. But he had to look at all the areas. The problem is that God even gives us directions to look. It tells us to look in the world. It tells us to look outward. It tells us to look at different places. But the problem is that we sometimes even disobey and don't look. And we will come to factors that might hinder vision. But I saw Pastor's hand. So I need the mic for Pastor very, very quickly. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It says, look from where you are. So the vision is not for you to, when I become older, I will have the vision. You start from where you are. No matter your situation, no matter your circumstance, receive the vision from where you are. And also it mentions that look north, west, east, and south. As far as you see, I will give it to you. Obviously, If Abraham was looking at, with his physical eyes, he'll probably see maybe maximum 5 acres. So he must have, God must be telling him, use your spiritual eyes to see, and you will get that. That's what he did.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you are clapping to the Most High, I know you can do way better. Wow. These are powerful ingredients that can help us this year. Amen. And I hope everybody is catching something. Even if it's one thing you walk through this, you walk out of this place with, that thing will be important and tangible. Wow. You need to not only look with your physical eyes, you need to pray to God to open your spiritual eyes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Vision 2023. And I want to ask my panelists here now. We've heard all the things that everyone has said so far. Why is it important that we have a vision? Ehima, you're looking at me because you have something you want to say. Please go ahead. Why is it important that you have a vision? Why?
I guess so that you have something to look forward to. Look forward to achieving. So you're not just living your life doing nothing and like not having any direction and doing whatever, because you'll also be able to achieve more if you have a vision and you're going towards it.
Wow. Life can be boring if you don't see anything. So for you to be able to enjoy life, really, there needs to be something you're working towards. There needs to be something. Because without a vision, all you see is darkness. And with darkness, there's nothing much you can do. But you need to, for life to be worth living, we need a vision. For us to be Christians today, we have a vision of reigning with the Father in heaven and building a relationship with Him. If we took away those two elements of salvation, then everybody will just be doing whatever they feel like doing. It is important. Thank you very much. For us to have something to look forward to. Success, you wanted to say something, right? Why is it important that we have a vision?
So to add to what Ahima said, having a vision is very important. Because obviously if you don't have a vision, then you'll just be, you'll be shifted any way that you're told to go. Someone tells you to go this way, you go that way. Someone tells you to go that way, you go that way. Like you'll just be, as they say, like an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So you just have to, yeah, keep a vision so that you have a proper path to go.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. You know, when he was saying that, all I was thinking about was, how many of us are from Nigeria here? I'm from Nigeria too. Not everybody is from Nigeria, that's the honest truth. But most of us are from Africa, some of us are from Europe, for those online, and some of us are Canadians too, like myself, you know. I'm from Bowmanville, you know. But let's go back to our Nigeria. Now, remember growing up in Nigeria, there's something called the elephant grass. We remember elephant grass? Wherever the direction of the wind blows is where the grass goes towards. Becomes like that. So that was the image I was just getting in my head. You and I shouldn't be an elephant grass. Because if you don't have a vision, when other people bring their visions to you, you will be following their vision, and that vision might not be yours. Oh yeah, today, you know what? Let us invest in cryptocurrency. Sorry, I think I touched some people's... Let us invest in Bitcoin today. Bitcoin. Then you pack all your life savings and put in there. Oh, then they say, no, it's not Bitcoin that is working out. You need to invest in Wealthsimple and buy stocks with Nokia. Then you carry your life savings again and you go that direction and you just keep going. And when before you realize anything, you've had all your life savings plus your wife and your children's RESP and all their retirement plan in something that you don't necessarily even understand or believe in. But other people came with their visions and you're running there, side by side. It's important that you have a vision so you know where your direction is. Amen. I'm driving straight down to Ottawa on 401 East. So nobody, as long as I know that I'm supposed to be going to Ottawa, nobody would come, nobody would show up by the roadside and say, "Hey, I see you're on your way to Ottawa, but I'm going to Mississauga. Can you please take me to Mississauga?" And then you turn around your car and you're going. When you have a vision, you have a direction. And you, that helps you not to become an elephant grass. It does not, it helps you to stay firm. It helps you to move in the vision that God himself has given to you. It's important so you don't go like that. God bless your success. That is big. Simi, why is it important?
It's important because you're leaving your comfort zone. So without a vision, you're just stagnant. But then when you know that this is the level I wish to attain, this is where I want to get to, you're leaving, or rather you're moving from that position you are and doing things that, let's say, are not regular to get to that point. So you're leaving your comfort zone to attain something much more bigger than you've ever attained. Let's put it like that.
Wow. Wow. Amen. Wow. God bless you, Simi. Pastor made reference to that scripture that spoke more as to getting the vision from where you are. Getting it from where you are. And then when you get the vision, Simi, you now start to work towards your vision, which might even require that you move away from your comfort zone. I remember many, probably almost 2 years now, when Pastor preached a message, he had a message talking about us living comfort. And I remember that day. Oh, how many people were at church that Sunday? Okay, so I'm not just making this from my head. I remember that Sunday when Pastor kept saying, "You need to leave comfort." He said, "Turn to your neighbor and tell them, leave comfort." Some people were laughing. It was, But for me, I held on to that. When you're finding yourself too comfortable in a place, chances are that you're not progressing anymore. If you are the smartest person amongst your circle, then that means you have gotten to the maximum level and you need to start looking outward for more understanding. But you need to get a vision that will propel you to leave that comfort zone and move into something bigger that God is showing you. Amen. So just like Pastor did then, I am being given the privilege of the mic today to do the same thing. Please turn to your neighbor and tell them, leave comfort. And if your wife's name is Comfort, please do not leave her. And turn to another neighbor and tell that neighbor, leave comfort. Very good. God will bless you in Jesus' name. You see, everything that is meant to tie you down on one location this year, I pray that God will deliver you from it in Jesus' name. You will move forward. You will propel. You'll be propelled forward in Jesus' name, because you will catch a vision in Jesus' name. Ochuko, why is it important that you have a vision?
I feel like it's important to have a vision because, like, everyone has like a purpose in their life.
Yep.
And like, as you discover that purpose, the vision that you're seeing in the future is essentially better version of you that you have to reach. So as you're trying to get to that better version of you, through the course of life, you're uncovering different things in your life, and you're uncovering different things that will help you to reach that vision. And you're also like learning how to like use your strengths, you're learning how to use your skills to become that better version of yourself that you want to reach future in life.
Wow. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Wow. For you to become a better version of yourself, it is important that you have a vision this year. Amen. For you to become a better version of yourself, it is important that you have a vision this year. And I pray that we would become better versions of ourselves in Jesus' name. Because God is always looking for the best for us. The scripture helps us to understand that the thoughts of God towards you and I, they are of good and not of evil. And when it is good, that means you will be elevated. That means you will be good in the perfect definition of God. Amen. Because the definition of man might not be accurate, but God's definition of you is very, very accurate. You will be good in Jesus' name. Amen. I have a guy at the back there. Yes. And I want him to get the mic. Amen. Go ahead, sir.
A vision leads to a mission. And once you have a mission, you have a sense of direction.
Wow. A vision gives a sense of a vision. Give him the mic again, please. I need him to say that very loud and clear so we can hear it.
A vision leads to a mission. And once you have a mission, you have a sense of direction.
Wow. Wow. Wow, wow. 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 God is revealing things. And I have my uncle here too. Please go ahead, sir. A vision, mission, and direction.
Praise God. Well, the inclusion I'd like to make is that there are parallels between these key words, ambition, which are all interwoven. Ambition, vision, and what's the other three? Ambition, mission, and purpose. They're all interwoven. But it takes vision to be actualized through divine inspiration. While anybody can aspire to have ambition, which is, in actual sense, is more simpler. For example, if Joseph was not driven, vision-driven, he would have succumbed to his master's exploit, driven by ambition. Oh, she's a wife of my boss, she can recommend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But because of his vision-driven, he's looking far beyond, you know, his scope. For example, it takes faith, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God cannot help you to actualize what you do not see. So, in actual sense, it takes divine inspiration to be able to actualize via faith the accomplishment of a vision. Praise God.
Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Wow. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? If you are blessed, just wave your hands. Just wave your hands. And the people at home too, I hope you are catching something. I hope you are catching something. Because this is heavy. This is big. We don't want to walk through this year like we did last year. Some people, a lot of us achieved big things last year. But the honest truth is that for every year, you need to be upgraded. Amen. You need to be upgraded. Your successes need to be upgraded. You cannot rely on the successes of last year, this year. You need to upgrade because God Himself is the God of growth. But for you to receive that growth, God needs to show you something. God needs to give you a word. There are certain things that you need to do differently. There is a mission that should guide you to a direction. And all of that really stands first with your relationship with God. Amen. With your relationship with God. Because the scripture helps us to understand that without faith, it is impossible to see God. If you cannot see God, chances are that you will not be able to get that vision. If you cannot see God, You can't see his word. You cannot see his revelation. You cannot see anything. It is impossible to get that vision. It is impossible to get that word. So it is important that we don't start this year and end it the exact same way it happened last year. That is why Vision 2023 is important. Amen. Amen. I have Daddy here.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In line with what Brother just said, to actualize your vision is not a straitjacketed thing. You know, when you set out to actualize your vision, Apostle said, he said, an effectual way is open unto me. Brethren said, but there are obstacles. When you are pursuing your vision, you have those obstacles along the way. Psalm 84 says, blessed is the man whose heart is on the way. He said, as they go through the valley of Baca, the valley is a dry place. You will come to that point along your vision line that you will meet some valley experience. But quitters never win. You keep pursuing. And that's why that Psalm 84 says, they go from strength to strength. In the place of their valley, they made stream and they drank water. They gain strength and they move forward. He said they go from strength to strength, each of them, until they appear before the Lord in Zion. Until the vision is achieved, move on with the obstacles. You get there.
Wow. Until the vision is achieved, move on with your steps. Until the vision is achieved, keep moving forward. Turn to someone and tell them, until the vision is achieved, keep moving forward. Until the vision is achieved, keep moving forward. For the young people in the house, until that vision is achieved, there's a lot lined up in front of us. Keep moving forward. And God himself will bless you in Jesus' name. Please put your hands together for my panelists as they make their way to their seats. Thank you guys so much. God bless you. Until they get to their seats, because I put them on the hot spot and they came. Thank you guys so much. These are young people with visions. And I pray that God himself will take you to that promised land in Jesus' name. Wow. Until the vision is achieved, keep moving forward. This is a message. Oh, God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir. This is a message for everybody today. Or even just someone. Until the vision is achieved, keep moving forward. And I pray that everything that is holding you down, that is not allowing you to move to that next level, God will stop it in Jesus' name. You will move forward in Jesus' name. So I believe that now we've been able to understand that Vision 2023 is not just about losing weight. It's not just about buying a house or buying your car or buying. It transcends all of that. Abraham, the vision Abraham got was not for him to acquire more cattle and sheep and livestock. It was bigger than all of that. It was for the land in the east, the land in the west, the land in the north, the land in the south. Everything was for him and his descendants. That was the vision God gave to him. So what you have in front of you to achieve is bigger than you. It's not just for you. It's for your generation to come. But it is very important that you and I stay connected to God, the giver of vision. It is very, very important. And as we do this, God himself will bless us in Jesus' name. We'll just say a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name for the word that you've given to us today. We thank you for this vision, this conversation on vision this year. We pray, oh God, that you will help us to continue to see from you in the name of Jesus. You help us to continue to hear from you in the name of Jesus. And are there habits? Are there things? Are there relationships that need to be shedded off in order for us to see the land that you are showing unto us. Father, Lord God, I pray that you will help us to share these things in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we thank you. And we pray that we would never be a man or a woman without a vision from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for everything. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.